M&J Audio Theater presents Chet Cheddar's Tales from the Morgue.
Come right in, my friend. Have a seat, won't you? There. Yes. There you are. Allow me to introduce myself. I am Chet Cheddar, the morgue attendant and resident storyteller. I'm going to tell you today about a galaxy many, many light years away from our own. And the name of this galaxy is... Now prepare yourself. Constipation. Yes, I know. But I assure you it has no connection to our definition of the word. No, the galaxy of Constipation consists of 27 planets and 12 solar systems. These planets are ruled by a mechanical android known as the Master Constipator. We join the Master in his palace on the planet Mascon. He is sitting on a golden throne and is surrounded by female slaves.
Yes, that's it, my darlings. Fan the Master Constipator. Oh, that's right. You all enjoy giving me pleasure, don't you, lady?
Yes, Master Constipator.
Of course you do. And you worship me not because I force you to, but because you genuinely wish to do so. Isn't that right, girls?
Yes, Master.
Good answer. Perhaps I'll remove your shackles someday.
Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Pardon my intrusion, my Master. But the third sun has set. Shall I polish your armor now?
No time for that, Latricia. I'm going to attend a meeting of the Federation of Constipation. Want to make sure the galaxy is running smoothly, you know.
Yes, of course,
there's no reason why it shouldn't be, because the mere mention of my name sends terror throughout the galaxy. Isn't that right, lady?
Yes.
Good answer. Keep the throne warm, girls. Yes. I won't deny you the pleasure of my majestic presence for very long. Oh, my life.
Later, aboard a space station located in the center of the galaxy, a group of advisors have gathered in the Federation headquarters. Their purpose is to brief the Master Constipator on specific matters concerning the 27 planets.
How are we going to break it to the Master?
As usual, the Master is late for this board meeting.
Yes.
I ask all of you, why must we endure this outrage?
I don't know.
I mean, an android in charge of an entire galaxy.
Yeah.
What was the great creator thinking when he appointed that synthetic type?
Silence, 317. You know we are not here to discuss such matters.
Yes.
And you know it is forbidden to question the decisions of the great creator.
I know.
It would be well advised not to upset the Master. master also.
Yes, yes, I understand.
Here he comes.
I'll silence everyone. The master approaches.
Greetings, men.
Greetings, my master.
Oh, no need to get up.
Yes, master.
I know I'm late, but I decided to take my ship on a scenic route. The fourth son of Ballasta just went supernova.
Yes.
Boom, what a spectacle.
Yes, yes.
Oh, of course it took the planet Ballasta with it, but you win some, you lose some.
Yes.
Of course that knocks us down to 26, boys.
Yes, well, it is fortunate, Master, that the planet Ballasta did not have intelligent life.
Oh, yeah, right. Fortunate. So, what do you say we dispense with the formalities and get down to business, okay, men?
Yes, Master.
Brief me on the state of constipation right now.
Yes. Well, Master, overall it is not well. First of all, there is the planet Anthonet. The surface of this planet is covered with small, stinging creatures known as trematodes.
Yes, I know. I understand the insects have doubled in population since our last meeting.
That is correct, Master. There are 500 of the creatures to every one of the inhabitants.
That must be quite annoying.
Yes. Well, they have requested a poison to eliminate the creatures.
Request denied!
Oh, well...
The insects keep them on their toes.
Yes.
Besides, I find the whole situation very amusing.
Yes, well, I wonder if the great creator finds it amusing that you exploit the women of Mascon as your slaves.
Oh, you wonder that, do you?
Yes, I do.
Well, if I were you, I would wonder about other things. Like whether or not I'm going to come over there and break you in half.
Oh.
The odds of that, my man, are very good.
Oh, dear.
Please, Master. 317 will not speak out again, I assure you. Now, if we could get down to our most important matter, it concerns the planet Volemian.
Volemian.
Yes, Master.
That place is covered in slime. I despise that planet.
Yes, well, there has been a disturbance among the slime pit workers. They are threatening to revolt.
What did you say? You mean to tell me they verbally expressed displeasure?
Well...
Have they gone insane?
Well, it's the working conditions, sir. They work morning and night without breaks, and they feel the job is pointless, filling containers with slime and then dumping them back on the ground to be filled again. Nothing is accomplished.
Shut up this instant.
Whoa.
I will deal with this rebellious behavior right now.
Oh, no.
Summon the ambassador of Volemian on the telescreen at once.
Yes, Master. Yes, right away.
When you are in the presence of the Master, you will adopt a respectable tone of speech, you filthy little rodent! Where is your ambassador? I refuse to speak to a lowly slime pit worker.
Oh, well, the Master Constipator. What an unexpected surprise. The ambassador is dead, you mechanical buffoon.
What did you say?
Yes. We had to terminate him, unfortunately, yes. He stood in the way of progress. He actually had respect for you, the so-called master. And that displeases us.
You ooze-secreting, slime-sucking little scum! No one speaks to the master that way and lives to tell the tale. I'm gonna come down there and jerk your soul out of your body!
Oh, terror. Oh, horror. I have been threatened by the master. Oh, yes, Master, do pay us a visit, won't you? And when you arrive, will you stomp your feet in anger and scream at us? We find that so amusing.
You are dead!
Whoa.
You were dead when you called me a buffoon, but now you are beyond dead. I'm coming down there to unleash some swift and merciless justice.
Oh.
to all that oppose me. Do you hear?
Oh, yes, Master, yes. I hear you very well. We will be anxiously awaiting your arrival. We will prepare a meal for you, Master.
Take that cackling scum off the telescreen. Prepare my ship for a trip to Volemian. I'm going down there at once.
That is unadvisable, sir. The Volemians are revolting.
Here, and so are you. Well, I want your opinion all stupid out of you. Now prepare my ship.
Yes, my master, yes. Right away, yes, sir. You heard the master. Yes. Prepare his ship for Volemian.
Prepare the ship.
And let this be a warning to everyone. I am officially angry.
He's angry. Yes.
Yes, and the master is very angry indeed. This is the first time in an eon that there has been a disturbance in what is known as the natural balance of constipation. Let us go now to the slime-covered planet of Volemian, where they are eagerly awaiting the arrival of the master.
So, the master constipator is coming to us. Perfect. His destruction will be the end of our suffering and the beginning of a glorious revolution.
Revolution!
It is time to rejoice, my brothers. Soon that tyrannical android will be no more, and the entire galaxy of constipation will be ours for the taking. Are we united, my brothers?
Yes!
Revolution!
Revolution!
Stop, my brothers. You do not know what you're saying. The Master Constipator is our beloved leader. But please, let us go back to work in the slime pit.
Never!
Let us beg for the Master's forgiveness. Then perhaps he'll have mercy on us.
Beg for his forgiveness.
Yes.
Beg for the Master's forgiveness. Do you hear this, my brother?
Yes!
Zeke feels we are being disrespectful to the Master.
Wait a minute. What can we possibly gain from a revolution?
What can we gain? Why, freedom, Zeet!
Freedom!
We are sick to our souls of the Master's tyranny. He is a screaming mechanical fool. And with the Master out of the way, we can have control of the entire galaxy, Zeet.
The entire galaxy?
Yes!
Can't you see what's happening, Mott? This talk of revolution has blinded your better judgment.
No.
You're all becoming obsessed with power.
Silence, you puny coward. The ambassador felt the same way you do, and now he is dead. Do you wish to join him?
No. No, Mott, I don't.
Then put an end to this talk of yours. We must unite in our struggle. There will be no opposition. Do you understand?
Yes. Yes, Mott. Yes, I do.
Very well, then. I will trust you not to speak against the revolution again. The master's ship is landing now. It is time to initiate the plan, my brothers.
Disrespectful scumbags! The master is here now, and somebody's gonna die. I want that imbecilic lunatic that insulted me on the telescreen to step forward this instant and be obliterated. And then I want the rest of you lowlifes to get back in those slime pits and start filling those containers. I don't care how pointless you think the job is. Because I am the master. And when I say something, it goes. And if you don't like it, just tell me, and I'll wad you up and throw you away.
Take this, scum.
Slime. traitors! You know that gooey substance clogs my circuitry! Who threw that slime? Now you've done it! You clogged the circuitry of my left arm!
The Volemians continued their assault until the master was covered from head to foot with oozing gooey slime. This substance caused a total malfunction of his mechanical circuitry. The master was, in a sense, quite dead. Well, we go now to the main building of Volemian headquarters. Mott, the leader of the revolution, is walking alone down a long hallway.
Ah, what a glorious day it is for our people. I must alert my brothers at once. It is time to storm the Federation.
Pardon me, Mott. May I have a word with you?
Oh, Zeet. I dearly hope you have come to your senses about the master. Long may he rot.
Oh, most certainly I have, Mott. That's what I wanted to tell you.
Well?
You were most correct about the master being a mechanical buffoon.
Well?
I took great pleasure in watching the slime cover his hulking mechanical body.
Yes.
I realize now what a fool I was to fear and respect him.
Well, Zeet. I am overjoyed to hear you say this. Absolutely overjoyed.
If I may inquire, Mott, where are the remains of the master?
He is in the dismantling room, of course.
Oh, well, what will happen to him when he's dismantled?
Well, he will be melted down and sewed as commemorative medallions to help finance the revolution.
You know, I would so enjoy spitting on his remains.
Well, of course you would. And you certainly have a right. Zeet, you have so pleased me with this new attitude of yours that I am going to appoint you as official guard over the master's remains. How does this sound to you?
You trust me that much?
Why, of course. You have earned my trust, Zeet. I am going to alert the brothers that it is time to storm the Federation of Constipation. Keep a close watch over the master while we are gone, and feel free to spit on his remains as often as you please. Power to the revolution.
Yes, power to the revolution, and may you be successful in defeating the Federation of Constipation.
Yes, thank you, Zeet. Farewell.
Farewell. That was much easier than I expected. Well, where is the dismantling room? There it is, right there. Oh, my beloved master. You look terrible. I must clean the slime off of you right away.
The little Volemian used a large cloth to remove most of the slime covering the master's metallic frame. Then he used small brushes to intricately clean the delicate circuits. Soon a confused master constipator regained consciousness.
Stop it! Stop throwing that slime! Stop! Where am I?
Please, my master, do not strain your thought circuits. You're recovering from a sensory malfunction.
A Volemian! You mutinous scum! You dare stand before me after that slime assault? Revenge!
Have mercy on me, master. I did not participate in the revolt. I begged them to stop the rebellion, but they would not listen.
And why should I believe that? Answer me quickly, Volemian. I'm wasting valuable killing time.
It was I who removed the slime from your circuits, my master. That's why you regain thought activity.
Oh. Why did you do that? You're a Bulimian, aren't you?
Yes, but you are the master. Your word is law.
Exactly. My word is law. I am the master. I am...
Yes?
I'm a pile of worthless junk. That's what I am.
Oh, master, that is not true.
I was defeated by slime. Not laser pistols, not stun rays, slime. Threw a little slime on me and I shut down like a starship without fuel. I'm worthless.
But you're not, master.
Yes, I am. I'm synthetic. Nothing but wires and metallic alloys. But I tried. Being ruler over an entire galaxy is no easy task, you know. All right. So filling slime containers was a pointless job. I realize that. But that's all there is to this planet. Slime. I mean, what else are you gonna do? Just lay around and rot? Well, now you don't have to do anything. You won't have this tyrannical master standing over you any longer. I'll just let my energy cells run down and then I'll just die.
I cannot believe what I am hearing. The Master Constipator giving up in defeat?
Silence. Leave me in peace.
If you die, Master, the Bulimians will rule the galaxy.
What did you say? Bulimians rule constipation?
My brothers are storming the Federation of Constipation at this moment. They will have control of all the weapons in the Ministry of Defense. They're obsessed with power. Constipation will be in chaos.
Well, there goes the galaxy. I mean, I know I was strict, but at least the galaxy had some order to it.
That is precisely why you must fight and regain your title as master.
Fight? Me against them? It'd be a slaughter.
If I may speak freely, master, I think you have two choices. One is to die like a coward, and the other is to fight like a master.
I understand what you're saying, but when the Bulimians return, they'll just throw slime on me again.
That's why you must leave Bulimian at once. You can leave the planet in your starship. It's at the docking bay. Now, your starship is armed with laser cannons. You could wait on your planet, Mascon, until the Bulimians are asleep, and then you could attack them by surprise.
Sounds pretty crazy. But I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll fight to regain my throne. It's the very least I can do. After all, I am the Master Constipator.
Yes.
Will you go with me, Bulimian?
I would be glad to join you in victory. Or defeat, whichever comes.
The Master and his Bulimian companion return to the planet Mascon. The Bulimians, after overthrowing the Federation of Constipation, returned to their planet and were surprised to find the Master gone.
Ah, the Master is missing! I knew I should have never have trusted Zeke, a traitor! Quickly, my brothers, to the fighter ships, at once!
Yes, to the fighter ships!
About this time, the Master Constipator and his companion were approaching the planet Bulimia.
I have visual contact with the planet now.
Good.
Oh, no! I swarm of Bulimian fighter ships in attack formation. This is suicide.
Master, hold your position.
And what possible good could that do? We're outnumbered, Zeke.
They're holding their position next to the planet. Just do it. The main ship is calling you on the telescreen.
Greetings. I am Mott, leader of the rebellion. Well, Master, so we meet again. You escaped our grasp. Congratulations. However, now we have you where we want you. I give you 1 minute to surrender, or my men will blow you into oblivion.
Oh, great gobs of misery, I'm a failure. My legend is ruined. This wasn't supposed to happen, you know. Rebellion wasn't in the great creator's mind when he created constipation, I'm sure.
You now have 50 seconds to surrender.
Use your thought process, Master. We've got to think.
think, all I can think about is that there's going to be a big explosion and we're going to be in it.
Explosion? Why are there no fires allowed on Volemian?
What kind of question is that at a time like this?
There are no fires allowed on Volemian for the same reason they didn't use laser weapons to defeat you. Do you get it?
30 seconds to total obliteration.
The entire planet is covered in slime, and it's all flammable.
That's right! It is flammable! I stupidly overlooked that fact in my memory circuits.
And a proton shot to the planet's surface just might?
It just might. Holy realization! I could blow the planet up! And as close as that fleet is to the planet...
Do it, Master! Do it!
You now have 15 seconds to surrender.
Prepare to die, you mucus-secreting scum-suckers! Total destruction!
The explosion destroyed all the fighter pilots!
Just wait till the galaxy finds out what I just did. No one would dare oppose the Master now.
Yeah. Congratulations, Master Constipator. You're my hero.
Yeah, I guess I did a pretty good job myself.
The Master returned to the Federation headquarters and told his advisors of his confrontation. Soon, the news of his victory spread throughout the galaxy, and no one ever opposed his word again. Yes. Well, now, that was an interesting story, don't you think? Yes. I wonder, though, do you think it's a happy story or not? I mean, after all, the Master Constipator is a ruthless leader and... Well, I suppose we shouldn't think of those things. I mean, after all, it's only a story and it's not our galaxy. Yes, we have problems of our own. So, do stop in again, won't you? I will tell you a story to help you forget your problems. Until then, pleasant dreams.
You have just heard Chet Cheddar's Tales from the Morgue. Today's installment, The Fall and Rise of the Master Constipator. The names and characters portrayed in this production are fictitious. Any similarities with actual people or aliens, living or dead, is purely coincidental. A production by M&J Audio Theater.